dictation for Beverly Dixon, D as in David, I, X, O, excuse me, D as in David, I, X, S, O, N, February 262, address Laurels of Mount Pleasant, 772-3656. Dear sirs, a post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Dixon. She developed acute on chronic renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, poorly controlled diabetes over time, urinary retention, 2 liters at the beginning, folate catheter eventually removed, discharged to your service April 12th, comes accompanied with a caregiver. She's a large, obese, wheelchair-ridden person, decreased hearing, recent falls and trauma to the left knee, constipation or bleeding, incontinent of urine, denies abdominal or back pain, denies cloudiness or blood in the urine. Chronic dyspnea at rest and or activity, inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, denies orthopnea PND, denies chest pain palpitations. Medication review, I want to highlight the clonidine, Lasix, hydralazine, Norvasc, atenolol for blood pressure treatment. Today weight reported at 213, blood pressure 90 over 60, right side, the last calf sitting position done by myself. Chronic tachypnea. Oxygenation, however, on room air is 97%. Pulse is 51. Normal speech. Does have JBD. Noral wheezes, consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Lower extremity edema, pallor of the skin. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from April 18. Creatinine is up to 3.6. At the time of discharge, hospital 2.7, as high as 3.9, baseline 2.6 to 2.9, placing her for a GFR of 18-19, stage 4. Present GFR will be, however, 13, stage 5. Low sodium 133, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 16, low protein albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, A1C, diabetes 9.7, liver function test not elevated. Anemia 8.9, abnormal white blood cell platelets. Iron saturation low, 9.5. Do not see ferritin, elevated triglyceride, low HDL. In the hospital, tongue enlargement of the spleen, no ascites, right kidney no obstructed on the ultrasound, on the CT scan no contrast, some soft tissue density around the left kidney. Density potentially representing bleeding, right kidney stones without obstruction, echocardiogram with normal ejection fraction, some calcification mitral valve, other minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure. My concern, given the recent history of urinary retention 2 liters, is that the same problem could be happening. I'm requesting to do a pre and post void, short of placing a Foley catheter, and see how much urine it comes. Another factor right now is the low blood pressure. I'm stopping clonidine and hydralazine. Other blood pressure medications will stay. Concern the need for dialysis. There is iron deficiency anemia needs to be treated. Metabolic acidosis, start bicarbonate replacement. Low sodium concentration, multifactorial, representing renal failure. Poor diabetes control, which is not new. The morbid obesity, phosphorus should be part of the weekly chemistries. She denies external bleeding, but that will need to be assessed. She's incontinent of urine. Patient is, I discuss with the patient and caregiver, if the time comes to do dialysis, she's willing to do it. Further advice to follow. This was a prolonged visit. End of dictation.